Wealth Within offers a range of investment and educational services to help you secure your financial future. Whether you're an aspiring trader or simply want to increase the strength of your portfolio, Wealth Within are dedicated to maximising your investment returns.
Welcome to Talking Wealth. I'm Blake Sterling, analyst at Wealth Within. Well, I've been at it again. Over the weekend, I was headfirst into yet another fascinating trading book, and I've actually set myself a goal this year to read at least 5 trading books based around trading psychology or successful traders, rather than a specific trading system. You might recall that my last couple of podcasts have been based around theories and strategies expressed in Mark Douglas's excellent book, Trading in the Zone. Now, if you haven't heard of this book, you must have been living under a rock somewhere. And if you haven't gone out and grabbed a copy for yourself, then do a favor and jump onto Amazon or a similar online bookstore and grab a copy quick sticks. Now, the next book I'm just about to tick off my list, I'm about 80% through it now, is another must-have, in my opinion, for your trading collection called The Complete Turtle Trader: How 23 Novice Investors Became Overnight Millionaires by the author Michael Covell. For those of you who may not know, Turtle Traders was the name given to a bunch of everyday people who in the mid to late 1980s were trained by famous and very wealthy commodities trader Richard Dennis, and they were taught how to trade various markets using his money. The Turtle Trader experiment actually came about when Richard Dennis and his business partner William Eckert disagreed about the origins of what it takes to be a great trader. Dennis argued that great trading could be taught to anyone with half a brain, whilst Eckert believed that great traders were born, not made. The two decided to settle the argument by placing an ad in the Wall Street Journal that asked for people to be interviewed by them for the job of an absolute lifetime. Surprisingly, not that many people actually replied to the ad, but nevertheless, Dennis and Eckert established a team of ragtag people, from an MBA graduate to an ex-drug dealer. All had little, if any, experience in trading. Fascinatingly, the period of actual training only ran for about 2 weeks, where the Turtles, as they became known, were basically taught 2 proprietary trend following systems that both Dennis and Eckert used themselves to trade various markets and make millions and millions of dollars in the process. After training concluded, all Turtles were given a sum of Dennis's own money, reportedly somewhere between $500,000 and $1 million, depending on who you talk to, and they were assigned to trade various markets as they'd been taught. The results themselves were absolutely astounding. Between the beginning of the Turtle program in 1984 and its conclusion in 1988, the Turtles amassed a combined fortune for Richard Dennis in the order of about $110 million. Now remember, this was basically a bunch of people who had 2 weeks worth of training, and it was around 20 or so people, and to amass a fortune that large within the space of 4 years, as you can imagine, is quite extraordinary. Now, obviously, the Turtles were paid handsomely for their efforts. Some became millionaires during the 4 year period that the experiment ran. The conclusion was, of course, that anyone can learn how to trade as long as they are given the right tools for the job. However, in my view, what the book highlights is an even more important point. And that is, if you use a profitable trading system and follow the rules over the long term, you can become a very, very successful trader. And crucially, once you prove that your system works, your trading psychology becomes altered to the degree that you 100% believe you are a trader. And what I really mean by this is, I suppose a good example is looking directly at the Turtle Traders. I'm sure a number of them, again, they were clean slates. They had no real concept of trading or what trading the markets was all about. But simply following a series of rules taught to them by professionals, after a period of time, their belief system would have totally changed to the point where they knew to their core that they were profitable traders. And again, I think it's just absolutely amazing that by simply following a solid, profitable and proven system. And by the way, Dennis himself was worth around $200 million. Their lives were absolutely transformed. And many of the Turtles have actually gone on to become very famous traders in their own right, setting up hedge funds and the like. What this really proves is that with hard work, patience, dedication and belief that you really are a trader, anyone can make an enormous amount of money from the markets. But what lets most people down is poor risk and money management and a constant deviation or complete lack of a trading plan or system. And one of the things that was hammered into the Turtles time and time again was not only to follow their plan, like I've just discussed within this particular podcast, but also to have strict risk and money management rules in place. So not only were they given a proprietary system to trade from, they were taught how to look after their money and how big or how small their position sizes should be based on their trading strategy. So those two things, following a proven system and following a structured risk and money management process, were the key to their success, and to this day is still the key to success to becoming a very profitable and very successful trader in your own right. So once again, do yourself a favor, pick up a copy of Michael Covell's book, The Complete Turtle Trader Story, and have a read. It's a really, really fascinating book. Thanks for listening. I'm Blake Sterling, and this has been Talking Wealth.
Talking Wealth was brought to you by Wealth Within. To learn how you too can maximize your investment returns, call 1300 ShareTrade.